Aguila's Casino. As we can see, the casino is located quite near the sea. It's a building with a simple decor, but is notable for its noble facade. It has three floors, with the rooms spread around its spacious lobby. 10 allegorical paintings featured on the main floor date from 1905 and are the works of Murcian José Sánchez, a disciple of the painter from Cartagena, Usel de Guimbarda. The paintings are located on the ceiling of the portico that accesses the lobby and on the surrounding walls. There were also, apparently, paintings in the adjoining rooms, but they are no longer there. It's one of the few examples of existing beach casinos in Murcia. These establishments were used mainly as leisure playgrounds by vacationers who had permanent residences there. Aguila's Casino is included in the Central Registry of Cultural Interest Centers of Spanish Historical Heritage. Today, this historical building is an important cultural center of this coastal city. Although the origin of Aguila's Casino as an association dates from 1876, construction was not initiated until 1894 and completed in 1895. Construction was carried out by the local labor contractor José Pérez Sánchez, according to the plans of the architect Emiliano de la Cruz. The project, designed with two floors and a basement, became a building of great nobility and simplicity in decor. The casino's dominance over the rest of the buildings in the area was mainly due to its architectural dimensions. Its square layout is set around an illuminated courtyard with a metal enclosure over it. The decorative program of Aguila's Casino was conceived as an expression of the bourgeois values of the time, as the building was intended for vacationers, particularly for the high society of Lorca. They turned Aguila's into their favored destination. The staircase and the illuminated yard towers above the building. It's here where we find a number of paintings, the works of José Sánchez Carlos from 1905, mentioned earlier. On the stairway, you'll see a painting with a rider carrying a torch, which is being driven by a female figure with a lyre. On the other side of the painting, a man is falling with a snake curled over his foot. According to the book of Jorge Aragoneses on decorative paintings in Murcia, these elements are allegories of the triumph of good over evil, light over darkness, and truth over falsehood. In the courtyard, we can find several paintings embedded with moldings made of plaster, a midwife which, by her attributes, has been interpreted as the symbol of wisdom and agriculture. There are also other elements that are employed as allegories, addressed to war and art, two working women interpreted as symbols of the home, and finally an allegory of Murcia represented by charity. The paintings in the ballroom, depicting a number of bucolic landscapes, were removed from their location in 1930. Since the late 19th century, the allegorical paintings have been used to decorate several of the main buildings in the city. It added to the nobility of the property. This is why such a style of decor that we see here was selected for the casinos of the period. We leave the casino to go down Coronel Pareja Street towards the Square of Spain. Once we reach the square, we'll see to our right, about 20 meters distant, the building of St. Joseph's Parish.